Well, the stock market is ending the week in negative mood. That after the worst May for the FTSE in more than 3 years. Let's get the thoughts of James Hughes from the trading floor of Alpari. James, plenty to talk about today. Let's talk about the May that we've just seen come and go. Not particularly memorable for those bulls in the market, really, was it?
No, it's been one of the worst Mays for a number of years. But, of course, when you look at what's going on in the world at the moment and the Eurozone crisis, which, of course, we've had for, hanging over our heads for 2 years, but the worsening of the Eurozone crisis, I think that's got a lot to do with it. The Greeks and the election side of it was, of course, a huge problem. And then the contagion fears about Spain and Italy. And of course, Spain is now the bigger worry than what Greece is. But, of course, what you've also got now is that in the past, we've had the Eurozone be the only problem and other countries like the US being a shining light and almost running their economic recovery pretty well. Now it seems that shining light may be dimming a little bit after the GDP figures we've seen out of the US this week, which show that things aren't necessarily as rosy as everyone thought they were in the US.
And we've seen an unemployment rate of 11% in the Eurozone confirmed today. That's the highest, I think, since the bloc was formed, and that makes depressing viewing, doesn't it? It's even worse, of course, if you're Spanish or Greek. But I suppose when you look at those figures, particularly as far as the UK is concerned, at least we're still sort of standing on 2 feet. Who knows what comes ahead?
Well, I think that's the big issue which is hurting the markets. It's a very old cliche, but the markets hate uncertainty. And at the moment, we are just have our heads above water, and I think the worry is come June the 17th when we have this election in Greece and the potentially the day or around the day when Greece could come out of the Eurozone. I think this is the big unknown for everyone. We've had these big numbers of €1 trillion it's going to cost the world if Greece do come out of the Eurozone. There's other officials coming out saying today that the Eurozone itself is completely doomed. I think it's that unknown that is causing so much volatility in the market, so much negativity in the markets, and that's why May has been as bad as it has been. And you just add those Eurozone issues to issues elsewhere in the world, and it doesn't necessarily paint a very rosy picture.
Indeed, and if the Eurozone was to fall, it's really very much about, you know, what would happen. You know, there's uncertainty as to whether the Eurozone can survive. Okay, supposing it doesn't, then what happens? You know, how do the world's economies react? What will happen to actual jobs, you know, people on the street, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, this is the overall concern, isn't it? That we just don't know what the answer to these questions are because we haven't been in this situation before when such a huge faction like the Eurozone is threatening to